We said last week that Luke wrote two volumes to his work, the Gospel and Acts, and the very last verses of the Gospel are the Ascension, and the first verses of the Acts of the Apostles are the Ascension. The Ascension is the hinge between the two presences of Christ, the eternal Christ, the Word, the second person of the Trinity, who was first present in a visible, physical way in Jesus, and now is present in the church, which is his body. And so the Ascension is the fulcrum upon which those two presences rock. And we are always looking back and reading and reflecting upon and giving thanks for the presence of Christ in Jesus. But we're not clinging to that. Remember, he tells Mary Magdalene on Easter morning, don't cling to me. Don't cling to this earthly physical body. I want you to transition to experiencing my presence in a different way. And it has to do with the Holy Spirit. And so next Sunday, we're going to celebrate Pentecost. Because Pentecost is the birth of the church. It's the beginning of what we sometimes call the age of the Spirit. And the Spirit is going to be our advocate. The Spirit is going to guide us, instruct us, join us to Christ, transform us more and more powerfully into his body so that we will be what we are destined to be. As St. Paul says in that reading to Ephesians, everything has been put under Christ's headship so that he can make it his body and then eventually turn it over to the Father so that God may be all in all. Ascension is not just that glorious event where Jesus rose in a visible way and his disciples watched him go up into the cloud. You know, that's the physical historical reality. But what's really important about the Ascension is that it transforms a limited experience of Christ in one man in first century Palestine. In other words, when the second person of the Trinity took on the limitations of human flesh, those limitations were very severe because it was only in one time and in one place. But with the Ascension, he then becomes Lord of everything. And he's present not just to people in the first century, but to any generation. And not just in one location, but all locations. He is king of the universe. He is Lord of the cosmos. He is present to all. And he is present primarily through the action of the Holy Spirit. And so that's why this Ascension fulcrum transition is so important, because Christ would not be available to us in the marvelous ways that he is if he had not ascended and become Lord of the universe.